genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is what it takes to move forward. Each of my guests will explain how we can move forward towards what we want. My first guest is a familiar face for many of us. She's a news anchor in Los Angeles. We'll discuss her avocation in life, which is helping foster children to be adopted, and we'll talk about her latest book, Finding a Forever Family. My second guest is an internationally respected authority in economics, finance, and corporate leadership. He also understands politics, having campaigned twice for the Republican nomination for the presidency. We'll discuss national events in economics and politics and how they're colliding in Washington, D.C., even as we speak. My third guest is a successful businessman who sold his car parts business to Advanced Auto Parts back in 2005. He's since then become a lecturer, author, and goes around the country talking to people about finding happiness. We'll discuss his latest book, which coincidentally is called Finding Happiness. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Christine Devine is a 14-time Emmy Award-winning news anchor here in Los Angeles. Since 1994, she has profiled foster children looking for adoptive homes, resulting in, get this, more than 500 adoptions. A noted adoption advocate through the Freddie Mac Foundation's Wednesday's Child Program, Christine was honored with the Congressional Coalition Angels in Adoption Award. She's known for her Wednesday's Child adoption segment on TV. Christine feels so honored to accept the award on behalf of Wednesday's Child and hopes that it will bring more attention to the kids. Since the announcement, Verizon has sent one of their children to a Lakers game. HGTV has called to redecorate one of the rooms of the adopted children's. KLAC has taken more than 500 families to Dodger games, and JCPenney gave two teens a new $800 wardrobe. Joining us from L.A., Christine, how are you today?
Hi, and don't you just love our community?
Well, they really have responded well to your program. And you and I were talking off air. I cannot believe that you've been doing it for 17 years. So kudos to you.
What a blessing to get to do it and just to continue to be a voice for these kids, because, you know, kids in foster care have so little. And just to have these big companies come forward and send a kid to Laker camp, I mean, this kid would never get to go.
That's right.
Wonderful.
It is. It really is. Well, again, kudos to you for what you do. But you get the name, the Wednesday's Child name comes from that classic poem, Monday's Child is fair of face, Tuesday's Child is full of grace, Wednesday's Child is full of woe. And I think it's a poignant name for the program because it evokes both the hope of childhood and the despair that many of these foster kids endure. So how did you become involved with covering the foster care system in the first place, Christine?
Well, let me just say, this is kind of a program that's often in stations around the country. I like to say what my team did was make it bigger and better so it became a national model. And also, we do so much more than just finding homes for kids in foster care. So I like to say we took it to a new level with, one, an overall goal to erase the stigma of kids in foster care. They're not bad kids. They're kids who've been hurt. And so with hurt comes pain, and how can we work to erase the pain? That's where the families come in, supporters, mentors, et cetera.
Mm.
Number two, we know every kid we profile is not going to get adopted, and that always made me so sad. So what we try to do is give every kid a day they will never forget. What kid wouldn't want to go to basketball practice with Kobe Bryant?
Absolutely.
What kid wouldn't want to ride in the blimp and drive the blimp? So we give these kids a day where they know they matter and they know they can follow hopes and dreams.
Well, I think that it's great that you do this, but in looking back at your past, was there any seminal event in your past that really gave you the passion to do this and to take the program and make it into a national model for others to follow?
Well, let me just say, I didn't really want to do this topic ever.
No kidding.
And my own family had fostered and adopted, and it was a mixed bag. In fact, my brother, who was adopted, fell into drugs and had a very, very sad life. And I thought, gosh, I can't push this knowing the struggle that good families might face. And then I kept meeting these children, and they turned my heart. These kids and families were my teachers and my healers.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Christine. I didn't mean to walk over you. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me that people say, oh, you do so much for the kids. It's what they have done for me that really is the miracle.
And I can see that. I understand where you're coming from, because my wife and I have fostered children in the past here in Ventura County, which brings up the bigger issue, because L.A. is just that much bigger than Ventura and Santa Barbara counties combined. Talk to me about what the recent recession has done for the foster programs. What challenges is that presenting for foster care in Los Angeles County?
Well, things have really changed since when my family fostered. Now there is funding in place for families who foster and adopt. It used to never be for adoption. So they get a little bit of funding to help out, you know, to go to camp or school clothes. It's never enough. I find the families that adopt just have it in their heart and they just make it work. I mean, we're all facing tough times. I don't have exact facts or figures on that, but I do know families are continuing to adopt, so that's a good thing.
It is. And I'm moved by some of the stories. I just want you to get my audience a sense of the different types of people that are doing this work, because you really claim that they're the true heroes. But tell the story about the law enforcement officer who saw five siblings on your show and then recognized them and what she ended up doing.
Well, let me tell you first off, you know, this work about finding homes for kids in foster care is going on all across the country with social workers doing the work in the trenches. What we do with TV is we just bring a voice to the general public who might not be specifically looking to adopt. So we create interest in that way. Okay, so our segment airs, you know, twice a week here at Fox 11 in Los Angeles and the greater Los Angeles area, Ventura, Santa Barbara as well. And one woman was watching and saw that these were her brothers' children. She was an LAPD officer, lost touch with her brother. Obviously, he must have been in some trouble. Five children, she took them all.
Wow.
That's one of our, I mean, not everybody's willing to open their home to five children.
And that's a big thing. Going from zero to five overnight is a huge jump. So, I mean, kudos, shout out to her. Not only that, but she's a law enforcement officer, the thin blue line, so she's protecting us on that level as well. So big shout out to that. Mm-hmm. What about the woman who adopted 50 children with special needs?
I love her, Ann Bellis, the Bellis-Silcock family. This is a woman who always wanted to foster at a very young age in her 20s. She started fostering more and more and more kids, decided to adopt. Really, it might be almost run like a group home because you need so much help and staff.
Yeah.
But she's mom. She's mom to each and every one of them. And she's nonstop. She just, you know, emailed me a couple months ago, I got my 50th child. They're all special needs. These kids sing, they act, they've got great family portraits. One of them emails me regularly. They're just really growing under the love that she's providing.
And I think that that's amazing. Talk to us about the special needs, because that's something in the foster care system that gets overlooked. A lot of these foster care children do have special needs. What extra challenges does that present?
Well, what we do when this child is focused on the hardest to place kids, older kids, large sibling groups, or severe special needs. In fact, Anne adopted one of our kids. He was so ill that he couldn't control reflexes. He would spew vomit when you try to talk to him.
Mm.
She saw a gift in him, took him. She has him working on a computer, the laptop. They go to Soup Plantation, the all 50 kids, every Monday night for dinner. What a blessing.
Yeah.
She also adopted two older kids, a 17 and 18-year-old, severely autistic. Their father had died. She found a home for them, found a place for them to thrive. I love my family.
Yeah, they are incredible. They really are. My guest is Christine Devine. We're talking not only about her new book, which is Finding a Forever Family, but we're also talking about a program that she's intimately involved in, which is Wednesday's Child. Christine, one of the stories that you did that absolutely broke my heart was the woman who adopted a boy who had just a few years to live. Tell us that story, please.
You know, I had a real challenge at first doing some of the stories because they were so very sad, and I thought, my goodness, who's going to step up to the plate here? And we had one little guy, he wasn't going to live too long. He just had one of those illnesses that he had a short lifespan. She didn't want him to die without a mother. And she adopted him and took him to his medical appointments until the day when he did pass. But, you know, not all our kids are special needs. Let me make that clear. I've got phenomenal young kids who are becoming real ambassadors for us and really growing through their journey of life.
Oh, that is great. That's amazing. One final story. There's a family who had a tragedy in their own natural family where the son drowned, and then they came on board with Wednesday Child and actually adopted two brothers. Tell us about that, because that's fairly common, isn't it? Not the drowning part, but adopting two brothers.
Well, what I find is families think, I'm going to have an infant. They end up with a 10-year-old. Or I'm going to take one. Well, little brother has a sister. Although I'll take the two. This is a neat family, one of our first families to adopt, and I was so touched by their story. They had other daughters, but their son had drowned, and they wanted to do something for a little boy. They wanted a little boy in their life and their family. They took two brothers who are now teenagers playing sports. The dad is an Iraq veteran and often overseas, and they Skype with him, military family. But they saw a place to fill a void in their life and to heal some hurt.
Now, that is amazing. Now, Christine, you're the front person, if you will. You're the face of
just
Wednesday's
the face
Child.
Of it, that's it.
Yeah. But there are others behind you. So let's do a call out to all of the other people that are doing phenomenal work. Give us an idea of the breadth and the depth of Wednesday's Child and all of the people that are working with you to make this such a success.
Well, I truly say it's just such a gift to be the face of this and to bring this topic to light because, you know, foster care and adoption is kind of an issue that doesn't get a lot of positive press, nor press, period. So to get to do this is great. I've got a coordinator, a social worker, Will Wong, from L.A. County DCFS. He really is the workhorse behind the program and gets so little credit. You know, I seem to get all the accolades in there, poor as Will standing there. So I'm thrilled to give him a shout-out. You know, it's all the social workers who are in this fight for these kids day in and day out. It's the volunteers like CASA. Those are people who want to volunteer for the kids in the court, just kind of held their hand in court. Volunteer lawyers, the families. You know, there's so many ways to give back, too. Mentoring. I have people who donate, like JCPenney, who donated the wardrobe to the two girls who have so little.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes this all work. Because remember, this is what I tell everybody. These children are going to be adults in our community. And they're in foster care because of abuse, abandonment, or neglect. So we've got to heal a whole lot of hurt before these kids get out there.
Well,
got a lot to do here.
That's a very touching way to look at it. My guest is Christine Devine. Christine, you get so much out of this. You've been doing it for 17 years.
What
do you find most gratifying personally?
It's the children. One family asked me to be their son's godmother.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
Godmom now.
Hmm.
To one of my little guys. We took him to Washington, D.C. to speak at a panel this summer. He's a true ambassador. When a little child looks up at me and says, is this my special day? Or when am I going to see you again? I realize, you know, their future is in our hands. And to make a difference that way, in just a small way, by sharing their story, to see if somebody might say, I'll help you with your walk here. Great to get to do. I don't even know if I answered your question there.
You did. There's a lot of emotion behind that answer, Christine. That is great. My guest is Christine Devine. And in addition, Christine, to the work that you do with Wednesday's Child, you've also written a book, Finding a Forever Family, and a news anchor's notebook on adoption and the foster care system. For people who pick up that book, what do you want them to take away from reading your book, Finding a Forever Family?
Thank you for asking. That really was a labor of love that came after one of my key little guys that I was personally mentoring. He was, you know, the one kid who'd ever been to my house to start out. He passed away after a car accident.
Oh.
And we really wanted to carry our message beyond Los Angeles because we thought we had something working here. And it's really specifically a story for anybody who's thinking about adopting or fostering or who wants to share in the journey and the struggles and the highs and the lows with the other families. But on a greater note, it's a story of my journey of overcoming the hurt within my own family, not wanting to be this advocate or ever touching this topic, and how we sometimes are placed in the place we least likely think we're going to serve. And great things can come of that. And it was a lot of struggle for me to realize I'd become an advocate for this and to accept that role and to take that role to new levels.
Well, you bear the mantle well. My guest has been Christine Devine, news anchor in Los Angeles, also author of the book Finding a Forever Family and News Anchor's Notebook on Adoption and the Foster Care System. Christine, if people are moved by what they hear, they want to participate in some way, they want to learn more maybe about Wednesday's Child or about your book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
For the book itself, Amazon's always just an easy guess. I do have a website, ChristineDevine.com, and it's D-E-V-I-N-E, ChristineDevine.com. And my contact info is there as well.
Oh, that is great. Christine, thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
You got it. Have a great day. And